AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A list obtained by the AP shows airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among the 40 that will see flights cut due to the government shutdown. The reduction will begin tomorrow. Air traffic controllers have been working unpaid for more than a month. Many are working mandatory overtime. Meantime, movement has slowed toward a deal to end the government shutdown.
And if you're keeping count, this is day 37. It seems unbelievable to us that we've gone this long. It is officially and shamefully the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
That is House Speaker Mike Johnson. In the Senate, Chaplain Barry Black offered this prayer.
May this companionship with you inspire them to find the wisdom to open our government, enable them to experience your contentment, mercy, and peace.
Democrats insist any deal to end the shutdown include a fix for health care. A former Speaker of the House, California's Nancy Pelosi, has an announcement.
I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
Pelosi was the first and only woman speaker and has represented San Francisco for nearly 40 years.
No matter what title they have bestowed upon me, speaker, leader, whip, there has been no greater honor for me than to stand on the House floor and say, I speak for the people of San Francisco. I have truly loved serving as your voice in Congress.
Pelosi played a pivotal role in California's redistricting effort, Prop 50. The Dallas Cowboys say defensive lineman Marshawn Nealon has died. He was 24. No details were released. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as investors pour over another batch of earnings reports from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 fell 1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 352 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. DoorDash sank more than 14%. The food delivery company said it would be spending a lot more on product development next year. Rockwell Automation rose 5.7% after turning in results that easily beat forecasts. European markets edged lower after the Bank of England kept its main interest rate unchanged. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A hospital official in Laos says an American man and his teenage son died after they were swarmed by wasps while ziplining in an adventure camp and stung many dozens of times. Dan Owen was the director of an international school in neighboring Vietnam. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.